Welcome to Scary Stories, the channel that tells you scary stories.
Scary Stories by Peter Bernard.
Elevator to Hell in New York City, as told to Peter Bernard, read by PQ River. I grew up in Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans. I had a normal childhood in a loving family with no odd occurrences. My main hobby as a teenager was collecting podcasts, particularly on sub podcasts like The Rampler or The Overnightscape. Then in late 2014, when I was 18, I woke up one night to find I had been conscripted into service by the leadership of an underground race of living nightmares that couldn't possibly actually exist. Go ahead and laugh. I'd join you if I could. The glowing lady woke me gently and soothingly. I'd never seen anyone so lovely as she was. The angel standing next to my bed looked so sorry for me as she took my hand and pulled me to my feet. There I could see my bedroom was filled with large, hideous male bipedal creatures. She told me to take the hand of the huge man-like thing, but once I did, he pulled me close to him and started biting me viciously on my right shoulder. I screamed and tried to pull away, but only tore my own flesh with the effort. I blacked out. I remember short patches from then on, impressions of scenes. I remember doing hard physical labor in a very hot place and being beaten whether my work was good or bad. I remember the endless, needless abuse by these monsters. They had noses that looked like long yams, and they would use them to hurt you in a degrading and terrifying manner. I think my mind was being clouded nearly all the time, like a waking sleep, and that I only had very brief moments that were even conscious enough to imprint themselves on my long-term memory. Then, the next thing I remember, I was on the escalator, the longest escalator I'd ever seen. It was taking me from one level of a cave-like yet well-illuminated interior stone area to another, very far above. Check my pockets. I had around $200 in cash in my right pocket and a strange smartphone I had never seen before in my left. I messed with the phone, but there was no signal and I had no phone numbers programmed in. I wondered if days or weeks or years had passed. I remember taking elevators to the top floor and then getting out and wandering each dark maze of tunnels until I could find another elevator and another. One of the elevators, either the 11th or 12th, I think, not counting the three escalators, opened to a scene of brightness that took me by surprise and blinded me. I started to walk out just as someone got in and bumped into them.
"Why don't you watch where you're going, you idiot?"
snarled the man in a New York accent.
"We should be allowed to hunt for tourists. We really should,"
muttered the man as the door closed in front of him. I squinted and looked around. I was standing on the sidewalk in Times Square in New York City. It took me a few minutes to find a store that sold newspapers, but when I did, I discovered that 2 years had passed since I went to sleep that night in New Orleans. I used my phone to search and was relieved to find Airbnb still in existence. I got myself the cheapest room I could find within one fair subway distance, and now I had to find a charger for the phone. Locked safely in my rented guest room in the Bronx, with my phone plugged into the wall, I caught up on what had happened since 2014. First of all, you won't believe who just got elected president. I Googled my family and checked their Facebooks. They seemed to be alive and okay, so I contacted two of them via email to let them know I was safe. My mom wrote back in only a few minutes, telling me to download FaceTime for my phone. We spoke for hours and made plans for her and Dad to come to New York and pick me up. She PayPal'd me some money, and I could finally relax. After 2 years, I could finally begin to be myself again, whatever that was going to mean now. When I went to sleep, I was 18. When I woke, I was nearly 21. My life wasn't going to be like it was before. I decided to look and see which podcasts were still alive and which weren't. I was quite happy to hear Frank Nora again and utterly shocked when he talked about having a dream about taking an elevator up from deep below New York City to the surface. I've since Googled and discovered that this element was actually first written about in the 1940s by a guy named Richard Shaver. He claimed there was a race of slavers under the earth, and there was an elevator in Times Square that takes you down to their land. That doesn't mean I expect any of you to believe me, and none of your debunking or scoffing will give me back what should have been the two most fun years of my life. My parents keep me going from one shrink appointment to another. Nobody can figure out what actually happened to me for 2 years, since nobody will believe what I'm saying to them. They think I'm either crazy or lying and create elaborate theories based on the one premise or the other. For those of you who might have gotten creeped out by this story, don't let it bother you. Chances are you'll never encounter these foul POSs. But of course, they can take you anytime they want to, so you can never be safe from them. If they want to, they'll come get you, so you may as well enjoy yourself until then, and try to never think of things like this for any reason whatsoever. Try to never think of them at all.
Come back for more scary stories.